We were talking about Jerry Ann's Princess Leia headphones that she made. They're starting to fall apart. We're trying to figure out a better way to construct them.
The left one's pretty good. The right one, that's one that's falling apart.
Definitely the double-sided tape is a mistake.
It worked for a while. See if it looked all right.
Yeah, see, that was your problem. You didn't have confidence in your design. And it's always important to have confidence, Jerry Ann.
Okay.
No matter how aimless you are. For example, this show right here. You could say that we confidently blow. See?
Okay.
Yeah. Stooks in the morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, I listen to you guys every day, man. And, you know, I felt like calling you guys today because last night, you know, about 5 o'clock, I almost lost my father. Because he's walking his little dog, and he was attacked by two dogs. And these are two dogs you normally wouldn't think would be mean.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, and in the course of the whole thing, my father lost his little dog, you know, which is like, you know, his best friend, you know. And my father's a Vietnam veteran, suffers, you know, from PTSD. And, you know, this was supposed to be like, you know, his companion. And, you know, we're educated people, you know what I mean? But we're just, you know, we're dumbfounded. You know, this kind of stuff ain't supposed to happen, you know? And I just kind of was like, you know, listening, I listen to these people talk, and I've had people say, you know, they're sorry and all that. And the one thing I don't understand is, you know, here we are, people are, you know, especially here in Junction City, people are talking about banning certain breeds of dogs and stuff like that.
Right, same thing out in Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't think it's a breed of dog. I think it's idiotic people.
Yeah?
You know?
No kidding.
I think I don't care what kind of breed of dog it is. I have a friend who has a pit bull, and you know, I've never personally been around the dog, but apparently this dog, you know, you could walk up and you'd never know this dog was supposed to be a vicious dog.
Yeah, you know? But you need a lot of talent to be able to keep a pit bull or any type of dangerous dog from being one, you know.
I think you know, and my only question was for the police officers, they had to come because, you know, you know, I mean, it was a big ordeal, you know, blood all over the street, and, you know, I, you know, my only question was, what happens next? And no one knows, you know, no one knows. And I hate to be one of those people, but, you know, my family's hurting, you know, hurting bad, you know, because, I mean, it's a dog, it's an animal, but, you know, too often, I mean, I'm not going to say too often, but, for, I mean, we accept these animals as part of our family, and now part of my family is gone, you know?
Because
and,
someone has an idiot dog?
Yeah, because they're idiot. I mean, they're idiot people. They keep a mean dog, and I my only question for them was, this could have been my child, you know? I was like, what then? Would you guys, like, be all nonchalant about it then? If it was a kid that got mauled, you know? If it was my daughter that got drug into that fence and tossed around like a football, you know? I'm like, you guys, you know, I don't know. I think people need to wake up and start, you know, I don't know. I don't really know. I just needed to talk to someone. And, you know, I listen to you guys every day. And, you know, I think people just need to get wise and, you know, and kind of realize that some people are just idiots.
Yeah, no, you need to have a certain intellect to have a dog. And it seems like the dumber you are, the more idiot dogs you have, too.
Yeah. You know, and just down the street, there's people that have four dogs in a little tiny yard, and I'm just like beginning to wonder, it's like, what are we doing here? You know, we argue back and forth whether to ban a certain breed, but yet we got people that are raising dogs to be mean.
Yeah, maybe we need to ban a certain breed of people.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that, man. I'm sorry to hear that, but I appreciate you calling in because you brought up some very good points.
Well, hey, you know, thanks for being there, guys, because, you know, it's cool to listen to you guys every day, and, you know, you help bring a little sanity, I think, even when you have some of these people are calling you up with some pretty weird things to say, but
sure.
Thanks for being there.
All right, man, we appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Take care.